Welcome to the Basic Bee Podcast, a show for the wannabe SEO savvy service providers among us, for the coaches and consultants who dream of becoming known for their storytelling skills, not to mention the solopreneurs who straight up need to master all things social proof to increase sales. After a little reluctantly, fully committing to this online world of business, I quickly realized I needed to get people to come to me. I needed to tell them I was here and how I could support them. I dove headfirst into social proof, which led me to SEO, which led me to storytelling. And now it gives me great joy to share what I've learned with other business owners so they skip the hard stuff and ease straight into sales. This podcast gives you expert insights, actionable takeaways, and casual convos with some of the online world's best and brightest experts and strategists. I think that's enough of an intro, so here we go. Welcome back to the Short and Sassy series of the Basic Bee Podcast. I've got a fun one for you today. I ask every single guest that comes on the show this one question, but I haven't gone on the record yet with my thoughts and my opinions on it. So I thought it'd be kind of fun if I do that. And of course, the question that I'm talking about, which happens at the beginning of every interview, is which do you think is the most important for sales? SEO, storytelling, or social proof? There are no wrong answers. There will never be a wrong answer. So I just also want to go on the record saying that, but this is my thought. And of course, there's a bit of strategy behind it. Of course, there's thought and intention behind it, which is also really interesting because authenticity, intention, and thoughtfulness, these are things that many guests have brought up in their answers. And I love that. If you go back to, I want to say it's SEO, it's a soulful experience for entrepreneurs. That episode I go into those questions that I ask at the beginning of working with clients. Who do you want to help? How do you want to help them? What do you want to be known for? Because that helps me inform the rest of the project with me working with them. It's really important to be thoughtful. It's very important to really be true to yourself and be authentic throughout all of these pieces, SEO, social proof, and storytelling, and being intentional with everything. It weaves its way through each of these pieces. So I just want to point that out. Now, it also is important to think through that different people in your audience are going to be coming across your content in different ways, in different places. So that also plays a role in these three pieces and how they impact your sales. All three pieces, SEO, storytelling, and social proof, they all go hand in hand with building that know, like, trust factor, especially with strangers, but also with people who've been in your world for a little bit. Because I don't know about you, but whenever I'm thinking of investing money in anything or time in anything or effort in anything, my first question is this worth it? Is it really going to be worth it? Am I going to get out of it what I'm hoping to get out of it? So people are going to be thinking that even if they've known you for a while, even if they've hung out on your email list for 3 years, even if they've known you on Instagram for a year, that question still comes up. So I don't think I've shared this at any point. I feel like I just had this epiphany yesterday, but I also had like a deja vu moment. So I could have had this thought before, but I digress. What I want to share with you is on the topic of know, like, trust, each of these pieces plays into know, like, and trust. So here's what I mean. Know is given to you by way of SEO. Someone gets to know you because you show up as an answer to a Googled question, because you're showing up on their feed somehow. Storytelling builds that like factor because we really get to show us, showcase ourselves, show clients potentially, show how we work and all that kind of stuff. And then social proof builds that trust factor, which is really, really critical. So on that note, let me go into each of these. Because my answer is that I feel like all three are important for sales. All three need to be there in order for you to have sales in the easiest possible way. Easy on you, easy on the client, everybody feels good, all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to go into each of these pieces a little bit more. So the first element is SEO. SEO, as we just talked about, is building that know factor. It's getting the right people to your digital door. We cannot help everyone. I don't want to help everyone. I want to help the people who are those best fit clients where they're going to have a great experience and I'm going to have a great experience too. So SEO is positioning yourself where people who are looking for you can actually find you. And this can be done on social media platforms, on your website, through a podcast, all kinds of things, on YouTube. You want to get found online by the people who are actively looking for you. They are actively looking for SEO help. They are actively looking for a case study copywriter to work with. They are actively looking for someone to help them learn how to write case studies on their own or how to blog with SEO, things like that. Those are the people that I want to get in my world to land in front of on Google. Without SEO as an approach to your sales and marketing strategy, you're really missing out on a critical opportunity to show up as the answer to those Googled questions. So really take some time and think through, like, what are some of those questions that I could be answering through a blog post, through a case study, through a podcast episode? What are those? The second piece, storytelling, builds that like factor. And storytelling keeps people engaged and really feeling connected. And in the case of case studies, I want the readers to feel connected to you, the business owner, the service provider, and the client that you're showcasing. I want them to be able to see themselves reflected in that client story, and I want them to see themselves actually working with you. People often don't feel like storytelling actually comes naturally to them, but it's really important. Stories make you more interesting. Stories help you stay top of mind without even trying. I've seen it done before. It's pretty wild. And stories are the easiest way for people to connect with you. So they're really important and we can't be sleeping on them. And look, I don't feel like the best verbal storyteller, but written, I'm able to lean on that PET framework that I came up with and just really trust that that's going to help me get my stories across. And it makes me feel like a much better copywriter, a much better storyteller. Without storytelling, you might be missing out on some of those connections with people. I think the most interesting tidbit that I put in a case study once was about someone liking funfetti. She was obsessed with all things funfetti. I thought that was so cute, and it actually bonded the service provider with the client, and most people would probably skim over that and just be like, oh yeah, cool, funfetti, whatever. But it actually made that story come to life. It gave her some personality. Without storytelling, you might kind of be forgotten and just end up as one of those like, oh yeah, I heard someone talk about that on a podcast once. Oh yeah, I heard someone say something like that on Instagram one time. I don't want you to end up just in that like giant grouping that lives in our brains of, oh yeah, I heard that somewhere from someone. I want them to hear the story and remember that it was you. This is one of my missions. All right. And then the third piece, of course, is social proof, which is building that trust factor. And social proof is so lovely. It allows other people to do the selling for you. And okay, so again, I'm going to use case studies. So in the case of a case study, the case study itself is a giant piece of social proof. And I include client quotes in case studies because their words matter so much. Their words have SEO in them. Their words sometimes lend itself to stories, but their words also build trust. It helps the reader to know, oh yeah, I can trust that this person is going to follow through on what they say. Oh, this is what the process looks like. Part of the brilliance of case studies is that it allows someone to try before they buy with an experience. And that's really hard to do. We can do it with video. Yes, we can do that with audio. We can do that with podcasts. But having a written case study where you also maybe tie in some of those other elements of like linking to a podcast episode or embedding a YouTube video, it allows someone to try before they buy, see the whole experience, you know, see it before they decide to invest their time, money, and effort. And that's a gift. That is a big gift that you can give clients. And it's a big gift that you can give yourself. Okay, I'm getting off on a tangent. So including social proof, it helps clients see themselves and really put themselves in the shoes of clients who've worked with you, especially in the case of case studies. Without social proof, people feel like they're the first. And it's a really uncomfortable thing being the first, you know? Like, we don't necessarily want to be the first to go to a restaurant. We want to know that other people have gone there and they've enjoyed the food too, and that they felt like it was an experience that was worth it. So we don't want to be the first. We want to see that social proof. We want to know what it's like before we really decide to invest time, money, or effort. And also without it, people don't know if they can trust you, which is why social proof is so important for trust, for building trust. If they aren't seeing testimonials from people who worked with you, how do they know that you're definitely going to deliver that thing? How do they know that they're going to have a good experience? How do they know what it's like to work with you? These are all questions that social proof helps answer. And I also want to point out that statistics are another piece of social proof. I want to say it was Brittany McBean, my mentor and friend, when I was going through Five Figure Leap. She brought this up on one of our calls, and all of us were just sitting there, all copywriters, and we're like, oh yeah, that makes sense that statistics are pieces of social proof, because really all social proof is proof provided by other people, is getting a sense of what other people think about it. So including something like statistics can also be helpful. That can be another way to include social proof. So to tie this whole thing up, sales can totally happen. Sales can totally be made. Sales can come from just one of these pieces, just SEO or just storytelling or just social proof. It's happened to me and I've seen it happen, but sales happen much more easily and with clients feeling much more confident in their buying decision when all three are present. And the thing that ties all three together so beautifully is case studies. So if you're interested, there are some options. The case study training program, of course, I'm going to link that below. That is around right now. Doors are open April 22nd, and we start on April 29th. It's something I love teaching. I love sharing about this because you don't need me to write a case study for you. You are totally capable of this. And whether this is something that just fits your budget better, or you really just want to learn how to write case studies in this way where it's combining SEO, story, and social proof because no one else is talking about how to do this in this way, the case study training program is definitely going to be a fun place for you. So I'll link that below and you can go and check that out. And of course, let me know if you have any questions. Also, if you're like, case studies sound awesome, but I do not want to write them and I do have the budget to hire you, Done For You Case Study Copywriting is something that I offer. So I'll make sure that's linked below as well. If you go over to that services page, you'll see the process, the investment, and the timeline over there. And finally, you could also go listen to the episode where I want to say it was like 15 minutes. It was a short one. And I share how to write case studies easily. You've got that. The case study roadmap, I believe, is linked over there. And I'll make sure it's linked below here too. But case studies so beautifully tie all three of these things together and just make for an easier sales process on you, for you, and for your clients. And I can't say enough good things about it. Before I go, though, I will say there is no wrong answer to this question. So if you ever come on the show, or even if you find yourself listening to this podcast or listening to any podcast, there are no wrong answers. Like I said, sales can happen from one of these pieces. I just find that it's easier and clients make a decision they feel really, truly good about when all three are present. And with that, I'll see you next time. That was really something, wasn't it? Let that really sink in and guide you toward being the answer to even more Googled questions. Thanks so much for joining me this episode. You are the reason this show exists and that it keeps growing. You know, thanks to all those follows and reviews. If you know someone who could benefit from what was shared, send it to them. We don't do shy around here. If you thought of clarifying or follow-up questions while listening, you know what to do. Say hi on Instagram. Check the show notes for all the things that were mentioned, and I'll talk to you soon, friend. Okay, you get it. You know SEO is important, but no, you're not interested in learning another skill. Who has the time? But who are you supposed to trust with the task of getting SEO to work for you? Someone who won't ghost you mid-project or treat you like a dumb lollipop. Someone who actually wants to empower you and your team with all things SEO. Hi, yes, it's me, Brittany, and you are the person I created the SEO packet for. You're curious, you want to understand this thing better, but like only a little bit. You don't actually want to do the doing. This way, you get the key SEO stuff super fast, and you get support throughout and beyond the project. No more letting Google gift you the wrong SEO strategy. Time to put the right words in the right places and get found online by the right people. Find all the info you need below.